Welcome to Amateur Opinions, the fantasy football show. Thank you so much for joining me. This is your host, Deuce. And yeah, I'm excited for Game Week 5. What are we looking at, man? We've got, I think, the biggest or the most difficult decision we have to make this week is captain. You know, the classic Salah versus Ronaldo at this point. Lukaku, is he really a choice? An option against Tottenham, that would be a tough one. I predict an easy 0-0. Could be 1-0 to Chelsea, maybe, but I think it's a 0-0. Both teams are going to be solid. It's going to be tough, which is why I actually went with James in the defense. James or Alonso, you can do your thing there. I've gone with James because I think James in the long term will be harder to bench, you know, compared to Alonso because of, you know, obviously Chilwell. But again, James could bench for Callum Hudson-Odoi. That happened in one of the games. I'm forgetting which one. So it's possible. But I think James is a nailed on pick for this one. He takes set pieces as well. He's very good going forward, as we saw against Arsenal. He's in my team. I actually took a hit to get him in, mainly because I have Antonio, who's not really playing. Well, he was not playing this week because of the red. So I needed something, you know, just to get me points. And something good for the long term as well. All right. Okay, now back to the captain thing. Okay, so we've got... Okay, Ronaldo is playing against West Ham away from home. Ronaldo, he can score against anyone, obviously. West Ham, they've kept one clean last week against Southampton, but besides that, they haven't kept it clean, and they've, you know, shipped in a couple of goals. Funny enough, West Ham is the team that Ronaldo has the best, goal-to-match ratio, I suppose. So he has 5 goals in 7 games against West Ham. I mean, obviously, this is, you know, from the previous decade. In fact, the one even before this one, you know. So does it really count? Maybe not. But, you know, we did say that he had a great record against Newcastle, and we saw what happened last time he played, last week when he played Newcastle. Scored a brace. So, he could score. So he's an option. Crystal Palace... Salah, you know, he's done well a couple of times, but of late he hasn't actually done anything. Mane is the real threat against Crystal Palace over the last couple of years, and again, Crystal Palace have started really solid. You know, they've been very difficult to beat, to break down. They're well drilled again with Vieira at the helm. So, but all the same, it's still Liverpool at home. And they're looking good. So is Trent. You know, Trent is pretty much nailed on at this point in terms of getting you good points. So if you have him, you're in good shape. So I'm personally going with Ronaldo because I trust him a lot. He's a beast. So I'm going with Ronaldo as captain. As it stands, I might change my mind, as I always do. Like 5 minutes before the deadline. Okay. Another interesting team, Wolves, is a team in the previous episode that I say I'll be watching this week. And like I thought, the fullbacks, you know, are doing well. I mean, friggin', what's his name? Semedo had so many chances to score. He could have scored twice easily if his finishing was better. Marcel, 2 assists. It was a threat on the left. And like I said, they were solid, you know. So, because I saw it against us, against Spurs, against Leicester. They lost by 1-0 to, you know, unlucky goals, really. So, I'm interested in getting one of the Wolves defenders for sure, especially the fullbacks. Marcel, 4.5, good price. He had 2 assists last week and a clean. So, he's my pick. Semedo, he's slightly more expensive, 4.9. He had plenty of chances to score, but his poor finishing was not very, you know, encouraging. But that's going to be interesting to see. Now I'm interested to see their forwards, to see how they do in general. They're facing Brentford at home. I expect a clean there for sure. Okay, let's go with Leeds. Leeds is playing Newcastle. Newcastle is one of those teams that play well at home, don't play great away from home. So, you know, people think it's a slam dunk for Leeds. I don't know if it really is. You know, Leeds also aren't that great away from home. So, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see what exactly is going to happen. I'm interested there. So we've got Rafinha. I've got Rafinha. I've had him in my team in any case. Okay. And then Man City, again, clean sheet. They're a tough team to have anyone up front or in midfield because of the rotation, right? KDB might be back this weekend. So we'll see how he does. He'll be an interesting one to kind of, because he'll probably be in the team every week. So we'll see how much his production, how good his production looks. If it does look good, then, you know, he'd be an option for sure. Everton's an interesting one again. They are playing Aston Villa this week. They've looked good. You know, Townsend has looked phenomenal, at least the last game. He had an assist in the first game. You know, the wide players, Gray has scored in 3 consecutive games. I still don't have either of them. But I believe next week I can, you know, make a plan to get him in. You know, could be a viable midfield option, 100%. Especially if I'm planning to have Lukaku, you know, during that, you know, that infamous game from game week 7 run that they have. So he could be an interesting option to replace either, you know, Bruno Fernandes for Lukaku would basically be the move for me. So that's an interesting one. So I'm watching those two, Gray and Townsend, to see how they do. Very interested to see that. Yeah, and then Spurs are struggling. Yeah, I won't even talk about them. Arsenal, interesting to see which keeper they actually start between Ramsdale and Brent Leno. People think Ramsdale might start this week. So, yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, in terms of his price, it's 4.5, so it's cheaper than Leno. Do you really trust Arsenal to keep cleans? Depends who they're playing against. But yeah, I don't know. It's not really for me personally. Yeah. I think and Harvey Barnes scored a goal in Europa. A very good goal. A Harvey Barnes type goal, which is a very good sight for Leicester fans and for, you know, people looking at him as well as an option. Benrahma hasn't produced anything last 2 games. He's playing against United without Antonio, so that's going to be difficult. So he might be a guy who people will be looking at replacing as well in the near future. I don't know. Yeah, so guys, all the best with Game Week 5. It's going to be hard. I'm going to be scratching my head for the next couple of hours trying to decide which captain I go for, Ronaldo or Salah. Salah's at home, which is one of those things where it's like, if it's Salah at home against a small team, you captain him. But Ronaldo has changed things, obviously. These are my amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.